Dana, tell me about this festival that you're organizing.
So it's called Kiss the Earth 2016. It's our first annual, and we hope to continue it in years to come. The premises of this event is to bring attention to global warming and climate change and how it's affecting the Arctic, because the rest of the world might not know how much it really affects these small fly-in remote communities up here and its people. Throughout the event, we are bringing awareness by doing movie screenings and showing films and presentations from stuff such as Take Back the Tundra, which is tundra cleanup. And we're also using our own Inuit celebrities to bring awareness to how this is affecting food security in the Canadian Arctic.
Tell me, give me a couple of examples in your own community. What do you see day to day?
We see food insecurity a lot in the Canadian Arctic, and day to day, we see people who just don't have enough to be able to provide for their families. Traditional hunting and fishing were always a big part of Inuit culture in the Canadian Arctic, and with the ever-changing sea ice and the melting of the sea ice, and even our flow edge this year is not as far out. When you're flying into our community, you can see open water, and that makes for not prime hunting ground like it was in the past. So those primary sources of food and vitamins for our people they're not as prominent as they were, and hunting is not as easy as it was due to the climate change. So every day we see less and less what we call country food available to our people, and because we're so remote, getting regular food in here comes at a cost, and not everybody has the means to purchase that. So at the co-ops, we do our absolute best to bring that to our members, but sometimes weather impacts that, and we're not just able to go out and get a seal or a caribou like we could years ago. So we see it on a daily basis.
And because it takes hunters much longer distances to get to where they could go hunting, the ice is not as strong to support sleds anymore, all these things?
All those things, as well as we do not have the wildlife that we used to have. There's no longer caribou, or as we here call them, tuktu, that run through our community. We have to go very long distances to find them. All that also comes at a cost. So it's not the same as it was. And some people say, you know, the ice is not really changing. But the Inuit elders in our community, they see it. They know the ice is changing, and it's affecting the way of life here.
Now, what do you want people outside of Nunavut and outside of Canada learn and know about the conditions, and what do you want them to take away from this festival that you're organizing?
We want the rest of the world to know that, and as I said several times throughout this interview, is that global warming is having an impact. We may not see it down south the way we see it here in the Arctic, but every year the conditions are changing, the ice is changing, the wildlife and country food available is changing. And that affects the people of Canada, not just the Inuit. It's eventually going to move past just the Arctic, but the Arctic is where we're seeing it first. So as people who live here, we want to bring attention to the rest of Canada to say, let's stand up, let's make a change, let's make this good for our future generations. Let's get together and talk about what we can do to prevent further damage from global warming and climate change.
Tell me a bit about the other organizations that are helping you to organize this event.
We have many sponsors and many people who are helping to organize. So first off, we have Iqaluit Co-op, and Iqaluit Co-op has always been owned and operated here in Iqaluit by the people of Iqaluit. The members own it. We have a principle which is concern for community. So first and foremost, we are adamant about looking after our people and our community. We've paired up with a group called Friends of the North, and Friends of the North is based out of Kitchener, Ontario. They came on board in the past couple of years to try and help combat climate change and food insecurity in the north, and they're a wonderful group who have paired up with us to do that. We also have Arctic Co-ops Limited, which is the larger picture of the co-ops, and all 32 member co-ops in the Arctic belong to Arctic Co-ops or are members of Arctic Co-ops Limited. They have sponsored us and have been wonderful throughout this event, and they also have the Principle for Concern for Community. We have Canadian North, which is an airline here in the north that has graciously sponsored us to help put this event off. We have Arctic Kingdom, who does a lot of work. Actually, Arctic Kingdom does a phenomenal amount of work with bringing people on excursions to see the melting sea ice, to see what it's like with life in the Arctic, and they have been phenomenal and integral in setting up this festival. And there's many other sponsors throughout this who have come on board and recognize that there are issues with climate change and are willing to spread the word.